Etri Raman Maharshi Ashram. You see, you remember we used to come. I used to come 3-4 in the morning and we'd sit and meditate in your room, this same room. And because I had the great good fortune to be in the presence of Sri Anandamayi Ma, I kind of knew what it felt like to be in the mother's presence, physical presence. You never forget that. You never forget. Like, you'll never forget when Sri Krishna came and rattled, you know. And so we're sitting there, Swamiji and I are meditating, and all of a sudden, this feeling comes. I didn't see anything, but I looked over to Swamiji, and remember, you might say, no, no, no. And Swamiji was looking up in the air and just streaming tears. Yeah. Streaming tears. And so I said, what is happening? And remember, Swamiji, you said, my prayer was, Mother, may you come and may I wash your feet with my tears.
Oh, my God.
So that's one. That's the one. And so, you know. So from that I learned that you ask and she'll come. But you ask sincerely. Like, what was last time you came? I had just read in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, Rupa Thakur said, if you are restless for God, you have everything. You just be restless for God. Somehow. Somehow. Well, like he would say, somehow or other, you get restless for God.
You take God as a hobby.
Yeah. So Mother used to say, the forgetfulness is a blessing. Because if you get anxious at your forgetfulness.
Yes. But the only thing we remember is a lot. Nothing else matters. That's all you can forget. You can afford to forget. We need not know anything else.
Just to remember God's name. Remember God's name.
Remember God's name. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming. Thank you all. May you all have a blessed day.